tackle bobblehead in the box. Must think I'm dumb as a rock. Reading me the news while I'm kicking off my shoes, and it's scaring me out of my socks. That red-headed stranger I'm not, but buddy, let me tell you what. If you ask old Will to say, here's the deal, friends, it's all going to pot.
Well, it's all going to pot, whether we like it or not. Best I can tell, the world's gone to hell, and we're all gonna miss it a lot.
All the whiskey in Lynchburg, Tennessee, just couldn't hit the spot. I got $100 bill, you can keep your pills, friend, it's all going to pot.
Join that sexy thing for living way out here on the Survival Circle Network. Yep, Amy's back on weeknights except Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time with an hour of trivia, fun, and interesting stories. Join her for living way out here.
I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag.
You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across.
Does this country remind you of the America that you grew up in? Do your children enjoy the same freedoms that you did when you were young?
Do you think that you can take me on? You must be crazy. There ain't a single thing you've done that's gonna faze me.
Just how far are you willing to be pushed? When are we gonna put our collective foot down and tell the tyrant, get off of my back? Hi, I'm Cope Reynolds, and if you're tired of the same old sugar-coated mush-mouth monologue of talk radio, join me for The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Central. Guns, self-defense, survival, current events are just a few of the topics that we'll discuss on The Shooting Bench, and we're going to start discussing them right now.
Have you forgotten?
All right, here we are. Welcome to the Shooting Bench. It is the 22nd of April, and it's a Wednesday. Amy's night off there, so we kind of snuck in here. We're gonna have to figure out something on this Wednesday deal. I'm not sure what it's gonna be yet. I have to cut my Boy Scouts a little bit short on Wednesday night to make it here on time. So I'm gonna ponder on this and see what we can do about it. But hang on 1 second here. A lot of new stuff coming up. There's still things coming up about Jade Helm. We're not going to talk about any of them tonight. There's not anything all that new. However, there are some people that are trying to calm down some of the damn hysteria about everything that's happening. And I just don't believe that the hysteria is warranted at all. I think something is up. I think there's some things to be concerned about, but we'll worry about it here when it comes time to worry about it. But let's see. Let's just get right into some news. We've got the classes coming up here. The only thing we have going right now, the medic class this weekend is going to have to be moved. We had 4 people, believe it or not, that had to postpone. So we're doing this again in May. We don't have a date yet. But the other one is it's coming up fast. 2 months coming up for the Washington class. That one definitely not canceled. We got people signed up for that one and chomping at the bit and ready to go with that. So that is less society collapses and everything just really goes to pot here before then that one is a done deal. So hopefully we'll see some more of you guys up there. You know, Beitou Basic, that might be an option. I'll talk to Amy about that. I hadn't thought about doing it later. I thought about trying to do my Boy Scouts earlier to try to keep all the shows on the same schedule. But, 9 o'clock Pacific makes it awful late for the people back east. But that's an option. I'll ponder on that and talk to Amy about it and see what she thinks. Maybe we could do it, a little later and see how it goes. So maybe even 8:30. I don't know. But, all right. Lots of stuff happening here. And, hold on, I got messages coming in as we spreckin' here. Alright, let's get with that later. There's a gal here, a Democrat, as you might expect, pretty hard to look at. Her name is Rosa DeLauro. And she is introducing some legislation here that will, I think it's a damn fine idea. What a great idea this is. I don't know why somebody else didn't think of this earlier. She calls it the Support Assault Firearms Elimination and Reduction for Our Streets Act. Whew. Wow, what a mouthful. Support Assault Firearms Elimination and Reduction for Our Streets Act. She's saying that with taxpayer money, we're going to provide a $2,000 refundable tax credit to anybody that turns in an assault weapon over to a law enforcement agency. What a deal. Get $2,000 for a $400 SKS. What a great idea. And then we'll take it out and buy 3 AKs with it. That sounds like a heck of a deal. But anyway... Yeah, I guess it depends on what the value of your gun is and all that, but up to that. So you'd have enough for an AR, a bunch of magazines, a case of ammo. Not a bad idea. Maybe she is on our side after all. That's got to be one of the stupidest things I ever heard of. Why should the other taxpayers pay for these? Of course, they do it all over. They use gun buyback programs all over the country and taxpayer money paying for it everywhere. So, They say that this woman, I've never heard of her, they say she's one of the most anti-gun members of Congress. She hates AR-15s, which I don't blame her for that too much. Like other anti-gunners, she has no regard for Americans' rights to own them. As she says that assault weapons are not about hunting or even self-defense. There's no reason on earth other than to kill as many people as possible in as short a time as possible that anyone needs a gun designed for the battlefield. Well, I would tend to disagree with her, but I guess that's just me. But she's pretty tough old gal to look at too. So we'll just we'll leave that one there and see where it goes. I'm thinking it's going to go just exactly nowhere. So let's just move on here. There's a fast food manager, and it's a what do you call that chicken place? Not Kentucky Fried Chicken. What's the other one that's popular down south? Popeyes, I think. I think it's Popeyes Chicken. They fired this gal. A person come in. She's 5 months pregnant. And a guy come in waving a gun around. This was just a month ago. Not even a month ago. 3 weeks ago. Told all the employees to get on the floor. And the guy grabbed her, the 5 months pregnant woman, and by the back of the shirt and told her to give him everything in the safe. She was not able to open the safe, and he recognized that, so she gave him everything that was in the cash registers, which was about $400. Nobody got hurt, got away with money that is obviously insured, or should be insured, I would think. So, and all of this was recorded on surveillance video. She said one of the managers gave her a choice after the robbery. Repay the money that she handed over to the gunman or lose your job. You have got to be kidding me. This has to be one of the absolute stupidest things I've ever heard of. She said, I ain't paying them anything. She said, I just had a gun on me and I'm not paying the money. She was actually fired less than 36 hours after this armed robbery. So, it was hard for me to even, nobody got hurt. They didn't tear anything. I mean, it seemed like a, now obviously the better thing here is for this little pregnant gal here. As soon as he grabbed her by the shirt, that she pulls a gun out of her apron and shot the hell out of him like 18 times, and then that's better. There, you got your $400 now. Is that what you wanted? But anyway, the people that own Popeyes have declined to comment on camera about this, but the human resources representative there told the TV station that she was fired for leaving too much money in the safe. Now, I think what they mean is for leaving too much money in the cash registers, but that's not what it says. Said she's done this before. Said she was so busy, they had a special going on here, $1.19 for a two-piece chicken meal. Said there's so many of them all the money that the guy got off with, they made in just 1 hour. They said she just didn't have time to take care of it. So they fired her. There you go. So it's going to be a little tough for her. She's pregnant, doesn't have a job now. Probably not a lot of people going to want to put her on when she's that far along. So it's going to be tough. So we'll see how this story pans out, if anything else comes of it. But we don't have a Popeyes for me to boycott around here, so anyway. There was this was a few days ago. I'm sure you guys have already heard about this. In Miami, there was a bomb threat in the IRS building down there. This was just, day before yesterday, I guess. And evidently they cleared it out and got down. Nobody was hurt. Nobody got hurt. Bomb didn't blow up. So just a lot of that kind of stuff going on with bomb threats, reports of bombs that ain't there and whatnot, and the several shootings that's gone on in federal buildings here recently. I think things are starting to kick off here a little bit at a time. Let's see. Let me check the chat room. I haven't even looked in here. The 64 is cutting out again. Dadgummit, I don't know what in the world is wrong with this. Yeah, Susie said, damn if you do and damn if you don't. What do you do in a case like that? Man, you've got to... You can't, and you, there's no better way to put it. Damn if you do and damn if you don't. You're up against, you've got to go with your conscience. Most people do. But it just doesn't ever seem to be the right thing to do anymore. You know, there was a good story, though, that we got. Let me go find it here. There was another one that I thought was pretty cool. We don't see a lot of them, so I saved this one. Here it is right here. I want to find out where it's at. I know the story by heart. I read it a couple of times, and I thought it was very cool. But I did miss the where this guy was at. But we have all these stories constantly, every single day, every show, we have something about cops that have hurt people, you know, what, any one of, shot dogs, shot kids, heading up a dope ring or a prostitution ring or you know, a combination of the two, plus shooting somebody. I mean, there's just so many bad stories. But this one, a guy that was a cop that didn't know he was on camera. There's somebody upstairs took it. He had no idea. It was in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And he saw a kid having a problem with a broken bike. And he pulled over to the side of the road, got out, and helped that kid fix his bike. So, you know, that's the Andy of Mayberry stuff right there. Let me give you a hand with that. So, it looks like somebody took this video from the second floor of the house in the yard he was at, and they found out who he was, and he's naturally, people like that refuse to admit that they have done anything special. But, and he was very adamant about it, and the mayor stepped in to give him the credit that he deserved. He said, Officer Ramey's act of helping out a child in need in our community is a great example. He doesn't think he did anything extraordinary, but I disagree. The picture speaks for itself. And I'll leave it up to others in our community and beyond to decide for themselves. So I thought that was pretty cool. It's not a earth-shattering story here or anything, but I just had to throw that in there and give this guy credit where credit was due. And I'm glad to see things like that happen every once in a while. Ought to happen a whole lot more. I wish they did. But let me get back. I forgot I was in my chat room there, and I was reminded of that real quick. So let's see. You know, there's Snuff Dipper says, yeah, after the court battle, it'd be called Snuff Dipper's Chicken. But I've seen these. There was a, I don't know if you remember the Mexican place here years ago called Tijuana Taco. There was a guy got fired from there for leaving his post, for going outside. There was somebody being beat or shot or run over or something out in the street immediately in front of the store. The store was empty. He didn't have any customers. He ran outside to help this person, and they got fired. He got fired. And there's been numerous pizza delivery drivers that have been fired for using a gun to protect themselves. And I just, yeah, you are very much damn if you do and damn if you don't. I just don't understand. obviously the right thing to do is what your heart says, you know, no matter what the consequences are. But, you know, it's certainly rarely the right thing. Sometimes, once in a while, you hear a story about it. But, you know, about somebody doing good things and being, complimented for it, you know, or whatever. But there's just not enough times. I'm all confused here because I've got all kinds of stories coming in here and everything else, trying to keep up with everything that's going on. The Popeyes that I ate at down in Atlanta a time or two was pretty good. I didn't have any problem with it. We actually caught a guy down there one night. He was this was back when we was having so many problems on the job there in Atlanta. So much vandalism and theft and stuff. And, you know, I've told you the story about the booby traps that I made out there and stuff. But one of the things that happened during the biggest robbery that we had, burglary, I guess, was some of our radios got stolen. These were nice, you know, expensive Motorola radios. And we heard somebody, they took two of them, chargers and everything. And yeah, I understand that, Roger. I know exactly why they don't, but that doesn't change the fact that they should. We heard these two guys talking on the radio, on our radios. And so I kind of got in there and used my best Southern accent and tried to visit with the guy a little bit. And I actually made a deal. I made a deal with this guy to buy those radios. And talked to him for about, probably took 20 minutes. And I said, all right, well, hang on, and I'll be down there in a minute. So I had Marty drive me down there in the company truck, and I jumped out, you know, about a half a block before that, and he went on over there and parked in that Popeye's Chicken where this deal was supposed to be made, because they didn't have any idea, you know, who this guy was. And so it made it look like, you know, that I showed up by myself and not with, you know, extra help in the truck there. So anyway, I got up there and talked, looked at the radios and everything. Yes, they were ours, and I gave me the chargers and everything, and I acted like I was going to reach my pocket, and then I turned around and I just went and got in Marty's truck, and we just drove away. And that guy was hollering and throwing stuff and everything. There was two of them there, but that was my biggest biggest interaction with Popeyes there. Let's see. It's almost break time. Matter of fact, let me get some of this stuff cleared out of the way. So I think we'll go ahead and go to a break here right now. And we'll come back and finish this up here. Get my favorite country rap song going here right now. Not a rap fan, but I sure do like this song. I like it a lot better if it would play. All right, Christmas. Maybe it's not time to take a break. The internet's up for a change. There we go. How about that?
Real women and fast steel. It's in my veins, I'ma stick to my guns, man. them woods and them dirt roads.
Some of them dirt roads wind down the mountain and roll out over the plains. Let me tell you, cowgirl, you ain't seen nothing till you've seen the Montana rain. Big shot, eight pack, 30-06 on the gun rack. Standing knee deep in a trap stream.
I did my graduate studies at the Middle East Institute.
She's back. Miss Amy is back with an all-new Living Way Out Here on the Survival Circle Network. Join Amy for an uplifting hour of fun on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Survival Circle. Grab an earful of liberty.
What is it the gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear?
at the price of pens and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God!
Listen to Kit Lang on the Patrick Henry Society every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Survival Circle Network.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Never sounded so good.
There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the Ranger is still talked about today. Texas red and not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the Ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
All right, we're back. Wow, had that turned up too. I like blew my ears off here. The more I hear old Trey Gowdy, the more I like him. I was really disappointed that he hasn't yet thrown his hat in the ring for president, but I really like some of the things that he does and says. One of the things he was talking to one of his buddies here in another representative from Colorado, Ken Buck. I don't know if you guys saw this story, but the guy from Colorado tweeted a picture of himself and Trey Gowdy, who's from South Carolina, if you haven't been keeping up with him. They're holding an AR-15, and it's got a American flag, United States flag scheme on it. Looks like it's been dipped in whatever that stuff is that they do that with. And it's a pretty sharp-looking gun. But it says the D.C. Attorney General looked at this picture as potentially being a violation of the city's gun laws. But he said he had permission from the Capitol Police to keep his unloaded gun on display, calling it nothing more than a patriotic paperweight. So, if he's saying he has permission, I would sure have that in writing if I was in Washington, D.C. But anyway, Gowdy was on Fox and Friends, and he said that it was all cleared up yesterday and that the guy didn't break any rules. But he said, you know, as I look at that photo, the only real crime is the suit that I have on, more so than holding an inoperable gun after you receive permission from law enforcement. So, not a earth-shattering story, but it was kind of cute, I thought. General Motors and John Deere, this blows me away. I can't even believe I'm reading this. General Motors and John Deere wants to make tinkering and self-repair, your do-it-yourselfers, your shade tree mechanics, they want to make it illegal. Yeah, that's exactly on their products. They want to make it illegal for people to get in there and tinker with them. And they're saying that part of it is due to people not being able to, you know, pirate the software and stuff, which is all BS, but what it is, they just want more money. But the John Deere didn't mince any words about it. They said, in the absence of an express written license in conjunction with the purchase of the vehicle to operate its software, the vehicle owner receives an implied license for the life of the vehicle to operate the vehicle, subject to any warranty limitations, disclaimers, and other contractual limitations in the sales contract or documentation. General Motors, in the meantime, says that proponents incorrectly conflate ownership of a vehicle with ownership of the underlying computer software in the vehicle. The problem with these arguments is that while existing software laws confirm that individuals are licensing code rather than purchasing it, when they buy a license from Adobe or Microsoft, the cases in question did not generally anticipate that the code would be used to artificially create extremely high barriers to repair. So there's about a 3 feet more of this story. They're going on and on trying to justify their idea here that this should be illegal. But so the other argument, that users will abuse these capabilities to engage in unsafe or dangerous activity, and ignores the fact that Americans enjoyed this level of tweaking and tuning for decades. True, a modern computer system might make it easier to modify certain characteristics, but it's not as if the concept of tuning a car got invented alongside OBD2. So there you go. So for those of you that are thinking about buying a John Deere tractor or some GM products, be advised that you're not supposed to work on them yourself. Anyway. Oh, well. I must have missed something here. Eddie Crump said, pull my pants up. What in the hell are you talking about? Oh, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the chicken story a while ago. Yeah, I had to go in as a going in undercover there, kind of, so I could get those radios back. I see what you're saying now. Yeah, that was an interesting job. We had a lot of cotton picking things went on there. It was a very, very interesting job. It was we were putting the building the bridge over to the from Techwood Drive over to the Georgia Dome. And during the construction of this bridge, actually when it was almost completed, they wanted another bridge built under that bridge that was a pedestrian bridge, a footbridge over the subway tracks. So I've got a lot of that on tape. Where we built a bridge under a bridge. That was very interesting. Especially the, what we had to do, we had to really rig up some stuff to do with the cranes, and had to use way, way bigger cranes than we needed to for the job, because we had to have them stretched out. You know, we couldn't raise them up because of the bridge, the first bridge. So in order to get the reach that we needed, we had to stretch those things out where it would have, you know, would have tipped over a smaller crane. So we had to get some pretty good size rigs in there to take care of that. It was a lot of fun, though. It's pretty interesting stuff. So let me see what's going on. Let me check my chat room here real quick, and we'll move on here. No, that didn't happen. You ought to see the video with that song. It's pretty good. Of course, there's some pretty good looking girls in there too. But I just kind of like the country. The theme of the song in the video is pretty neat. All right, let's move on here. We've got a ton of things to do here. Believe it or not, I would have not thought that there were still living guards out there from Auschwitz. But believe it or not, as of yesterday, there's a former SS sergeant, Oscar Groening, told a German court Tuesday that he helped keep watch as thousands of Jews were led from cattle cars directly to the gas chambers at the Auschwitz death camp where he served as a guard. 93 years old, charged with 300,000 counts of accessory to murder. He said that he witnessed individual atrocities but didn't acknowledge participating in any crimes. Said he recalled how one fellow guard discovered a baby abandoned among luggage and bashed it against a truck until it stopped crying. Unbelievable. After that, he unsecured. That was the 1930s and 40s version of ISIS right there, man. Those guys were something else. After that, he unsuccessfully requested a transfer and started to drink vodka heavily to cope with the work with working at the camp in Nazi-occupied Poland. Said he was there from 42 to 44. Auschwitz was one of the biggest and one of the most brutal and most publicized prison camps or death camps, I guess they were, at that time. I won't go into the whole story about my time in Berlin that we went to some of these things again, but anyway, it says there are currently 11 open investigations against former Auschwitz guards, and charges have been filed in 3 of those cases. 8 former Majdanek guards are also under investigation. Says the charges against this guy relate to a period in May and June of 1944 when some 425,000 Jews from Hungary were brought to Auschwitz, and at least 300,000 almost immediately got gassed to death. So there you go. It's unbelievable. Let's see. Yeah, I won't go into that one. Let's see here. You know, this was... I'm not even going to do this story. I know there's at least one young girl listening, and I'm not even going to get into that, but there's... That's a bad one. You know, here, what was it, several months ago, maybe a year or so ago, that we talked about the MMA fighter. Remember the guy that was attacked? They picked the wrong guy. 4 dudes. This was in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Snuff Dipper might remember this. 4 guys attacked this MMA fighter. His last name was Torres. Well, no, what was his name here? Joseph Torres. Mixed martial artist. He didn't take them on. I guess he did. They attacked him, but there's 4 of them. He wound up killing one of them that night and putting a couple other ones in the hospital. He didn't slack off of them a little bit. But nevertheless, 4 of them wasn't enough to do it. One of them named Garces died. Another one was hospitalized with severe facial injuries. Said he was fighting for his life. And anyway, he was arrested for it and everything, and he has been exonerated. His case shows up. It's been a while that it's gotten all this taken care of, but they said it was obviously a self-defense thing. They let him go, and they said the money raised. They said he raised quite a bit of money for his defense, but this has proved unnecessary because he was not charged. So that's a good deal. I'm glad to hear that. I thought it was a pretty interesting story. There was another guy here that kind of similar. What reminded me of it was the facial injuries. But there was a guy that... Where is it here? Here it is. Now this guy did go a little bit overboard. I understand his rage. I understand why he was so ticked off about it. But, you know, sometimes you have to restrain yourself restrain. Is that the right word? Anyway, you need to take a break here. Until something is actually done. What happened was he left his 11-month-old daughter with the babysitter. And they wanted to go out, him and his wife wanted to go out and have a drink and have some dinner. And when they got back, they found out that the guy that they left babysitting and his girlfriend and some others had a party going on. And the baby was asleep in there, and everybody was drunk. And the dad drug one of the guys out of the house and wailed on him until he was, he said he had gross swelling and bruising of the face, especially around the eyes. He had a full thickness laceration to his eyebrow, bruising to the elbow, fracture of the forehead and eye socket and upper jaw, and possible nasal bone fracture. A boot print was also evident on McKay's face, but Brown denies that that was him. He was hospitalized for 48 hours and released. But that was a little too much. I mean, if the baby had been abused, if the baby had been harmed, if the baby had been kidnapped, anything like that, that would have been a little bit different. I would have been upset. I may have even pressed charges on him. I definitely would have not ever used him for babysitters again. But for something that could have happened, that's probably a little bit too much. I understand his anger about it, but that's probably a little on the extreme side, just for nothing happened. The baby was perfectly fine. Nothing happened to him or to her. So that was a little too much. He was sentenced to 17 months in jail for the attack and for punching another one at the same party that night. So anyway, that's a little bit of gun stuff here. Chicago, did you hear that did we talk about that last night? That there was right here. We got two stories going side by side. One complements the other. In Chicago, there was a concealed carry holder day before yesterday. The story came out the day before yesterday. It was actually Friday that it happened. The truck driver with a concealed carry permit had thwarted what they had figured was an attempted mass shooting when a guy started open fire in Chicago's Logan Square. And this guy, evidently, even in Chicago, everything was okay. He said he had a concealed carry permit and acted in defense of himself and others, which is a wonderful thing. According to the Chicago Tribune, the driver was watching a group of people walk in front of his car in North Milwaukee. He was a truck driver, but he was in his car at that time. Just before midnight, when a guy, Everardo Custodio, you can only guess where he came from, allegedly began firing into the crowd. The driver pulled his own gun, fired six shots, wounding him in the shin, thigh, and lower back. Attempted mass shooting ended, and no one was injured other than the first shooter. So, to go right along with that story, what a wonderful thing here. Chicago, and this should come as no surprise to anyone, because this has happened in every single state without exception since 1994. Chicago's crime rate drops as concealed carry applications surge.
Concealed carry permit in just the first month of registration. More than 8,700 of those applicants live in Cook County. Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart objected to 240 of those applications because of criminal histories. Dart has criticized the application process and vowed to use more strict enforcement. The denied applicants have either arrests or convictions for domestic violence or gun crimes.
Sheriff of Cook County has denied 240 applications. He's tried awfully hard to fight this, but the law has got his hands tied. There's certain things that he must do, like it or not. But it says that Let's see, an 86-year-old Illinois man with a concealed carry permit fired his weapon at an armed robbery suspect fleeing police last month.
Trying to get lots of business, trying to organize all this information.
Will you stop? Stopping the man in his tracks and allowing the police to make an arrest. Law enforcement authorities described the man as a model citizen who helped others avoid being victims at an AT&T store outside Chicago where he witnessed the holdup. Several other stories like that here. It says, since Illinois started granting concealed carry permits this year, the number of robberies that have led to arrest in Chicago have declined 20% from last year. According to police department statistics, reports of burglary and motor vehicle theft are down 20 and 26% respectively. In the first quarter, the city's homicide rate is at a 56-year low. Why do these people keep fighting this? Why do they keep saying that that blood's going to run in the street and all this? And Texas just passed their open carry law. Of course, you have to be licensed to do it, but it's you got to start somewhere. It's a step, so I'm okay with that. I'd be a lot more okay with it if it wasn't that way. But I'm not going to bash them for taking a huge step forward after so many years of not having any open carry at all. And the chief of police in Austin, Texas said, it's unbelievable. I can't believe that they're letting people do this. Man, look around. There's almost the overwhelming majority of states in the United States, well over 75% of them, have some form of open carry. Now, whether people exercise it or not is a different story. But there is open carry all over the country in all but just a few states. And we have not seen any of this blood running in the street stuff that they keep talking about. It just hasn't happened. Matter of fact, it has been the opposite over and over and over and over and over. That there's just no there's just not the terrible stuff that they claim is going to happen with this. It never has happened. So now that never mind. We talked about that last night. I'm going to take up another deal on concealed carry. Here's a good one though, and we'll close with this one. Every once in a while, Amy and I will get out on a trip somewhere, and the GPS, not the one I have now, but the one I used to have, sometimes it would lead me astray, or try to, and it'd say, go down this road and go that way. And I said, what? You got to be kidding me. That doesn't go the direction I want to go. Something ain't right here. And I have resisted that, and Amy is just amazed every time that I have I'm smarter than the GPS from time to time. Well, this guy wasn't. This was also in Chicago, East Chicago. And it's a sad story. I don't mean to make light of it but at all, because it's the guy... 64-year-old guy and his 51-year-old wife driving down the highway, and the GPS says, go this way. And there's a bunch of barriers and signs and concrete things there in the way. And not to be deterred, though, or detoured, as the case may be, he wound his way around all the signs because the GPS says, go this way. This is the way. Your destination is right down this here road. So all you got to do is drive around all these barriers and tape and signs and concrete things, and you'll get to where you're going to go. So they did, and they drove right on past all that stuff and drove off the end of the bridge. The car caught on fire, killed the woman, and the guy is certainly, I feel for him. But... we've talked about this stuff several times. people have become so attached or so dependent on technology, and they believe it without question. And you know, I really feel for this guy, but come on, he had to literally drive around all of these barriers. They had concrete Jersey barriers out there, and all the yellow and black diagonally striped signs and all that, and he had to drive around all that stuff to get out there, and drove off the end of the bridge. Now, you know, before I go too far and say that was the most incredibly stupid thing I ever heard of before, you know, maybe there was something else going on in his life. Maybe she was a nag and he couldn't think, or maybe, you know, I don't know. It's a little hard to swallow that somebody would do something like that. But they did, and one of them's dead, and the other one's burnt a little bit, and missing his wife. That's too bad. So I'm going to get on out of here. Got a few more things to cover here. We'll try to get caught up on this stuff again tomorrow night. And Amy will be with you tomorrow night again, Thursday and Friday. Everything's going according to plan here. So I'm going to scoot on out of here. We'll see you then. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of The Shooting Bench. Please join Cope Monday through Friday for the most politically incorrect firearms information show on talk radio.
Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for you to decide who you are. Somebody should call them. Somebody should write a letter. Somebody should try and stop that. Somebody should do something. I challenge you to look in the mirror and tell me what you see. If there's somebody there, that would be you. It's time for you to do something. There is no doubt that the Constitution is hanging by a thread. It's not going to wait for us much longer.